The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to growing plants in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I have a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and sharing the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is how to grow tomatoes in containers. Summer will be here before we know it in most of North America. With summer comes BLTs, caprese salads, and all things fresh, ripe tomatoes. It doesn't take a large garden or expansive yard to grow great maters. They are an easy fit for containers. To successfully grow tomatoes in containers, choose a large, well-draining pot, use a high-quality potting mix, provide ample sunlight, as in 6 to 8 hours daily, and feed your plant with a balanced fertilizer. Want to know how to grow tomatoes in containers? Peep the guide below for details. Number one, choose the right container. Size. Select a container that is at least 18 inches wide and 20 inches deep to accommodate the plant's root system. Drainage. Ensure the container has drainage holes to prevent waterlogging and root rot. Material. Opt for lightweight plastic pots or terracotta pots, but be aware that terracotta can dry out quickly. They are a good option for growing tomatoes in containers. Number two, select the right tomato variety. Determinate versus indeterminate. Determinate or bush tomatoes are compact and suitable for containers, while indeterminate or vining varieties require more space and support. Consider the space. Do choose a variety that fits the size of your container and available space. Number three, use high quality potting mix. Drainage. Use a fluffy, lightweight potting mix that allows roots to grow freely and helps moisture and air penetrate to reach them. Avoid garden soil. Don't use garden soil directly in containers as it can compact and hinder drainage. Number four, provide enough sunlight. Again, at the minimum, tomatoes need at least 6 to 8 hours of direct sunlight daily. Location. Place containers in a sunny location, such as a south-facing area, for maximum sun exposure. Rotation. Rotate containers periodically to ensure even light distribution. Number five, water consistently. Moist soil. Keep the soil consistently moist but not waterlogged. Frequency. Water more frequently in hot weather as containers dry out quickly. Morning watering. Watering in the morning allows plants to dry out before nightfall, reducing the risk of fungal diseases, and is a great practice. Number six, fertilize regularly. Tomatoes are heavy feeders and require fertilization. Balanced fertilizer. Use a balanced fertilizer high in phosphorus to promote fruit production. I love this one from Epsoma. Frequency. Fertilize every 2 to 3 weeks or as recommended on the fertilizer package. Timed release fertilizer. Consider using a timed release fertilizer when planting to provide a slow and steady release of nutrients. Cages or stakes. Use tomato cages or stakes to support the plants as they grow, especially for indeterminate varieties. Here's a popular choice that comes with growth bags. Link included. Companion planting. Consider companion planting with basil, chives, onions, parsley, marigolds, nasturtiums, and carrots. Number eight, pest and disease control. Monitor regularly. Regularly inspecting plants for diseases and pests help you stay on top of these problems. Remove weeds. Remove weeds to prevent them from competing with tomato plants for resources. Rotate crops. Rotate crops to prevent the buildup of pests and diseases in the soil. That's right, don't plant the same tomatoes in the same pots every year. Ripe tomatoes. Harvest tomatoes when they are ripe and have reached their full color and size. And finally, a word about pinching. Pinch off any suckers that grow between the main stem and the branches to encourage fruit production.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.